5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know how that whole thing of girl dinner, right? Y'all talk about that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the equivalent for men is guy breakfast. Because you just sort of grab things.
Yeah.
Right? It happens. Yeah, you're just like, oh, what am I in the mood for? And we've been doing mornings for so long that I no longer have an affinity for breakfast foods at breakfast time. I want lunch food in the morning all the time. I don't know when that changed.
Quite a long time ago for you, I feel like.
20 years.
Yeah, yeah, when we would go out somewhere, like, you'd get a hamburger if you could.
Yeah, yeah, you are the most likely to get lunch food for breakfast if we ordered.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, when we'd go to a diner in Jersey, and they'd be in a... When I first realized that all the diners on the East Coast serve the whole menu the entire day, so I could get a meatloaf at 5 a.m. if I wanted.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of the opposite. If I go to a diner really late at night, I want breakfast.
I think most people are more that way.
I want waffles, pancakes, French toast.
That was always an exciting night at our house growing up if we got to have breakfast for dinner.
We do it once a week at our house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wednesday nights are usually breakfast for dinner night.
I like that.
What is your weird breakfast? We want to know. 1-800-947-3979. From Flint, I am eating two slices of pumpkin pie.
That sounds so good. Especially with coffee.
So good for breakfast.
Wow. But in April, that is an unusual thing to have in April.
But a nice piece of cold pumpkin pie with a big glob of whipped cream on top of it.
Like Kelly said, too, with some warm coffee, like with a little touch of hazelnut
there's
in it.
There's nothing better.
There is something special about black coffee and something sweet.
Oh, it's great.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's the perfect combo. All right, this text from West Michigan. They just sent a photo of a can of Ghost Energy. Have you heard of that one?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Energy?
And it's got the Warheads logo. Energy, zero sugar, sour black cherry. Artificially flavored with artificial flavors, it says.
Yeah, well, you would. We got a an image sent to us by some miscreant in Nashville. Frosted s'mores Pop-Tarts.
Oh, well, that sounds so good.
It does so far, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
How about if you topped it with sweet relish?
Ew,
there's no way.
Anymore.
Oh, you're lying.
Wait. Oh.
Well, they're either eating it or they just ruined one for the photo op because there it is.
That's pregnant.
And then that's what it seems. So putrid. Oh, no.
Sweet relish, too?
Oh,
I love sweet relish.
This is awful. Yeah, I know.
Speaking of, I had like 3 deviled eggs for breakfast on Monday because Easter was Sunday. And I'm not kidding. I made like 30 or 40 deviled eggs for our little neighborhood hang. And came back home with a little bit of extras, and I ate 3 of them on Monday morning, and my tummy was hurting because I had cheesecake and all that the day before, and then deviled eggs for breakfast. It was not a smart way to start a Monday.
Mm. This text from the 315, Breakfast of Champion, it is a plate of wings,
ooh,
sauce
yum.
Included.
Oh, wow.
Are we doing this so we get breakfast?
I mean, it can't hurt.
It wouldn't. Mm-mm.
From the 401, breakfast, 2 leftover crab, a cold crab rangoon.
Ooh, yum.
I always save, we had Chinese last night, it says, and I always save some for the next morning because cream cheese is a breakfast food.
Yes,
there you
absolutely.
Go. Agreed.
Cream cheese is in crab rangoon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would love crab rangoon. It's fried. It's a little sweet, but salty at the same time. And then it comes with this magic red sauce. Nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm. And I also eat those like from the butt end in the mornings when they're cold. I just eat the sack of goodness. And then I throw away the crispity, crunchity tops that aren't any crispy anymore.
So in the morning, you just eat the butt sack?
Yep, that's
Can
it.
Can you pull that clip, have Bison say, Kelly's sex life is evolving. Yeah. And then play that, I just eat the, all that stuff.
The
and
butt
then
end.
Play it out of context yeah. so you look like a creep like the rest of us all yeah. the time. That'd be awesome.
I can do that.
Beef jerky, cottage cheese.
Mm,
and some of these, they said, but I don't know what these are because the picture didn't include immediately. And then it just showed up as a busted graphic. I don't know why some work and some don't. But beef jerky cottage cheese sounds, no, I don't love cottage cheese, so I guess that just sounds weird
Are
to me.
Are you dipping it like nachos?
Maybe that's what it is.
Gross. Yeah, I mean, not too weird, I guess. I mean, I could see having roast beef and a side of cottage cheese.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh. This text, you have to call that Pop-Tart bastard and question him right now.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's real gross.
But honestly, maybe it's good. I don't know. I love pickles, and I love sweet relish, and that those Pop-Tarts look delicious.
On s'mores, though?
Oh.
Boy, that is a bad combo to me.
What's your weird breakfast from Tennessee? I just finished some egg salad and green bean casserole. Are you just eating Easter leftovers? That sounds like Easter leftovers, right?
Yeah.
Somebody
better finish
this.
Those up quick, man. It's getting late in the year.
Somebody sent this picture in the app of it's like a hard-boiled egg in the middle. Sausage around it, wrapped in bacon. Looks like they made them in muffin tins. It Ooh. Looks like a hard-boiled egg Wellington.
That sounds delicious.
It looks really good.
Mm. This one, caffeine. This is my breakfast every day. Caffeine, nicotine, and hate. The holy trinity to start the day every day.
Awesome.
What is the hate?
He brings the hate.
I was going to say, is there something special that he eats for that, or is it just that's just within
It's always
him?
There.
Yeah, it yeah. seems like a naturally okay. occurring it's ingredient.
Like a flavoring.
Yeah, it's actually, the caffeine and the nicotine bring it on.
Do you think anyone eats leftover cold fish for breakfast?
Oh.
Like that
oh my
was warm
God.
Yesterday.
Like cold fish and chips.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
Cold cod.
I've thrown a piece of leftover sushi in my mouth in the mornings before, afterwards.
That's not that different than when you'd eat it the first time, right?
No, it's not the same.
Because it's cold and raw.
Leftover fish in general is kind of weird.
Fish warmed up doesn't work well.
I won't warm it back up. I think I always just make it into like a cold fish taco.
I want a picture of somebody who's eating fish sticks while drinking a cup of coffee.
This one.
Yuck.
But also, that does sound kind of good. I'd eat some Captain D's right now. What's your favorite, Long John Silver's or Captain D's?
I've never had Captain D's.
Oh, man.
I don't support frauds.
they're not frauds. I only support real captains.
I prefer a pirate, not the military from England. A Mr. Beast chocolate bar and a Bush Light.
Gross.
Champion.
It is.
I don't know if you're starting your day or if you're ending it.
I'm not sure they do. 32-ounce Mountain Dew and some weed. Cold catfish is great, this said. I'm eating a ham sandwich with Doritos in it.
Yum.
Probably is delicious.
So far, that's one of the most appealing things I've heard this morning.
Except that tastes better when you're fresh out of a swimming pool and your friend's mom puts it out for you. And it's like, I made lunch. And you're like,
From the Capital Region in New York, I'm having a poor man's surf and turf tuna and bacon sandwich with mustard on it.
That sounds pretty good,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah. I could buy that.
A Russian knockoff energy drink is my breakfast. It's called Raptor. Fruit Punch Energy Drink.
Raptor.
Only 1,419 milligrams of taurine.
What does that even mean? What is taurine?
I think it's straight bull semen.
Yeah, that's what's in Red Bull.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
But yeah.
That has to be
that's
1,400 too many milligrams, right?
That's a lot of anything.
Yeah. What should you have 1,419 milligrams of a day?
Probably anything.
And I assume it was really pronounced that way. It's not Raptor. It's Raptor.
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 Well, the way they wrote it on the can, it looks like two words, like rap and tor.
But T-O-R is all capitals.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
Raptor.
Absolutely. A chocolate chip banana kind bar, a chocolate protein shake with whole chocolate milk, and 3 or 4 bowl pack of dank is my everyday breakfast. The first part of that, I thought you were saying you're kind of healthy and you like chocolate protein, but nope. I traveled with a gentleman that took a giant bottle of Tabasco to every meal. One morning at breakfast, he put it on his eggs and potatoes.
I don't think that's that strange, right?
Yeah, a lot of people.
He actually said that didn't strike
it.
Me as odd. But then he put it and mixed it into his blueberry Greek yogurt.
Oh, okay.
He wanted a hot blueberry Greek yogurt.
Yeah. Don't some people who lose their taste buds start to use Tabasco on everything?
Yeah, my dad does.
Yeah, I thought one of you mentioned that.
Yeah, my dad was never a heat person, but yeah, over the last few years, his sense of smell dwindled away, and he uses hot sauce on everything.
This one, I'm having liverwurst and onions. It's the best hangover breakfast you can find.
My dad, you see liverwurst sandwiches.
Is that a paste?
Yeah, pretty much. It comes in a little log, and he would just like slice pieces of it off and
smear meat
and smear it on bread.
From Wisconsin, I am eating cold leftover Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh God!
Do you know what those are?
I guess those like balls.
Yeah,
bull testicles.
Yeah.
Man, those don't seem great warm.
I don't know. Is there a temperature that those seem like they could be great?
In my mind, they pop like a Cadbury egg when you eat them.
That's what I assume too.
Yeah. I mean, I've only ever had balls at room temperature, so. Yeah. And they do have a fun little like Cadbury egg feel to them.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. I would imagine if you bit into one, it'd be like biting into some freshen up gum back in the 80s.
Oh, boy.
Squirts right in there.
Well, your breakfasts bring joy to us. Hope they bring joy to you.